Senator Murkowski helped welcome President-elect Obama's energy secretary nominee to Capitol Hill today. As her party's ranking member on the Energy Committee, she was the first Republican to question Dr. Stephen Chu about his nomination. Chu is a Nobel Prize-winning physicist who's dedicated to finding renewable energy solutions. At today's hearing, he received support from the Energy Committee, but also fielded tough questions. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Secretary nominee Stephen Chu started his opening comments by launching into the hot topic of the day, and one that may drive his goals at the Department of Energy, climate change.
It's now clear that if we continue on our current path, we run the risk of dramatic, disruptive changes to our climate in the lifetimes of our children and our grandchildren. At the same time, we face immediate threats to our economy and our national security that stem from our dependence on oil.
Senator Lisa Murkowski said she fully expects Chu to be confirmed as Energy Secretary. She and others pointed to his scientific accomplishments and applauded his commitment to renewable energy, ranging from solar, wind, and geothermal power to biomass. But on Tuesday, Murkowski pressed him on domestic oil and gas production. Chu said he supports President-elect Obama's call to look at development both on and offshore.
But the more efficient use of energy in the United States is the one big factor that can most help us decrease our dependency on foreign oil.
Murkowski was the first of many senators to ask Chu about his stance on nuclear power.
I am supportive of the fact that the nuclear industry should have to be part of our energy mix in this century. And so in going forward with that, we do need a plan on how to dispose of that waste safely over a long period of time.
Chu said as Energy Secretary, he'll encourage the best possible scientific research into nuclear disposal and said he believes nuclear recycling can be part of the solution, although the processes developed so far are not ideal. Chu was also asked by members of the committee to clarify his position on coal use. He'd been quoted as saying that burning coal for power is a nightmare.
I said that in the following context. If the world continues to use coal the way we're using it today, then it is a pretty bad dream. That is to say, in China, for example, they have not yet begun to even trap the sulfur dioxide, nitrous oxides. There's mercury, there's particulate matter, as well as carbon dioxide.
Chu said he does see coal as part of America's overall energy package, and he believes the nation should be a leader in developing technologies to capture carbon dioxide and safely sequester it. Taking a leadership role in science and developing new technologies was a repeated call from Chu, who looks poised to lead the Department of Energy in the next administration. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.